Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. We're still here in Boston, Massachusetts. And with me, part of the travelling delegation with Ireland Gateway to Europe, is Robert Walsh, who is the founder of Spud. Rob, good to see you.
Good to see you, Kieran.
Tell me a little bit about the business.
So I have a business called Spud. It's a bespoke travel business. We organise trips, events and experiences in Ireland for both corporate groups and leisure groups coming into Ireland.
Okay, so who's the kind of the target market, say, when it comes to leisure groups?
Well, leisure groups should be targeting primarily North Americans, so families coming over, so a grandparent organising a trip for, you know, every year they would organise a trip. This year they might pick Ireland, so they'd organise a two-week vacation to Ireland for their grandkids, their kids and their, you know, spouses, etc. So that might be one type of guest. We might have a couple coming over on a really great trip, like a honeymoon, for example. We could have just a family coming over for, you know, to see their long-lost relations in Ireland.
So this is kind of bespoke then. So how does the process work? Let's imagine, again, we'll stick with that situation. Somebody here in the States contacts you guys and say, big trip, big family trip, 20 of us going, what can you do for us?
Yeah, so I think the whole USP for my business is the customization. So my background is in experiential marketing. So before I set up the business, I would have worked both in, you know, Canada, America, developing experiences for brands. So part of that creative process with brands is to really understand, help brands understand their customers. So we kind of try and pull insights from what the customers, you know, are needing. So what I've done is with this business is create the same process, creative process around designing experiences for visitors to Ireland. So what we try and find is an insight around that customer and develop an experience around that. For example, last year I had probably the most impactful experience I've ever done is we were organising a trip for a group around Ireland, and planning process probably happened about 8 months in advance of the actual trip. So it was a group coming over from America, and their last name was actually Leeson. So as part of the research I would have done was working with a genealogist to find, you know, more about the family. I knew, you know, obviously quite a famous name, Leeson Street. So there was history involved with that. So Rusper House is a house in West Wicklow, Ireland's longest house, and it was actually built by the Earls of Milltown back in the 1700s. Their last name is Leeson. So I knew there was a connection there. So I organised as part of the itinerary a trip for the family to go to Rusper House. Now, what happened was, after this was, you know, quite tragic and sad, unfortunately, the wife of the man who was organising the trip passed away, but the family decided they would do it anyway. So I had planned a trip to Rusper House, and they showed up, and there's actually a tomb of the Earl. The 6th Earl of Milltown is buried on the site of Rusper House. They did not know this. And they showed up, and they actually had the ashes of the lady with them. And I brought them around the back of the house itself, and I told them that this is the tomb of their mother or their wife's ancestor. And it was such a powerful moment. It was so emotional. I actually cried myself. But that was delivering impact that you can't do it at scale. It doesn't matter what the budget is. It's that level of customization is what really drives the impact for me. And the memories that people want to come, you know, and experience in Ireland.
That's incredible. So I take it, you know, that historical link, you're only going to get that or be able to provide that in markets where you've got the diaspora, be it kind of North America, maybe Australia, New Zealand and places like that. I mean, would Asia be a big market for you? Yes. And how different then is the experience? Because you can't really lean on the history.
No, you can't lean on the history. But for example, last month, actually, we had a group over from Malaysia. An insurance business came over for an incentive trip. So the other side of the business is organised corporate trips. So top performers in the company were coming over on a trip to Ireland. We planned an entire itinerary for them around the country. So we're in Dublin and Kerry, of course, and Galway and back around. But on the way down to Kerry, we went via Kilkenny, again, with the creative process and understanding what the interests were. We actually created a survey of the staff themselves to understand what they wanted to get out of the trip to Ireland. And one thing that came out really interestingly was the interest in the show Vikings. So set jetting is a whole trend of, you know, people want to see specific spots around movies in Ireland. Yeah. But Vikings came up as one, which I had no idea. And obviously Vikings was shot in Wicklow. But what we did was we created a customised experience, which was a Viking reenactment at Kilkenny Castle. So we worked with the Office of Public Works in Kilkenny and basically created a Viking holmgang, which is a method by which Vikings back in the day would settle disputes. So we brought down actors from the actual show Vikings. So I got in touch with those, brought them into the Kilkenny Castle, and we created this reenactment. So the people from Asia were able, it was from Malaysia, they were able to see this Viking reenactment happen with the backdrop of Kilkenny Castle. And it just created, you know, number one, a really great photo moment, but number two, something that was very tied to their specific interests. So it's that level of customization again and creativity is what really sets Spud apart from the rest.
So that's kind of, you know, the American example, as you said, that poignant example, the Malaysian team coming over. Would you ever get people in Ireland itself, actually?
An element of my business developed that I actually wasn't necessarily targeting. So actually Irish corporates based in Ireland who might have executives coming over have now been engaging with me to organise experiences for their team. So if they're coming over, it might be a board meeting or, you know, a travelling delegation coming over. So what I'm actually doing is working with those teams to develop experiences in Ireland so they can actually combine the meetings and the events they're hosting with, you know, culturally rooted experiences for their team to really showcase where their offices are based.
You know, a lot of that then is based on your research. You try to find out about the client, be they corporate or individuals or families. Do they ever come with the request? They already have it in mind. Listen, is it ever too big? Do you say, you actually can't do that?
No, well, I mean, from my previous world, I've worked with brands who have outrageous asks all the time. One time I worked with a New York mattress-based brand who shall remain unnamed, and they asked me one time, they were launching a mattress and they wanted to put a cloud in the sky. They wanted me to create that. So I've, you know, many years' experience of managing crazy expectations, but usually when people come to Ireland, they have a good sense of what they want to see and do. They do their research. It's all available. But again, it's that level of creativity and customization and really digging into the insights of who's coming. That allows us to create an experience that nobody else can create.
Listen, Rob, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you so much, Ciarán.
If people want to find out about the website?
Yeah, so if you go and visit spudxp.com, www.spudxp.com, or you can go to our Instagram, Spud Bespoke.
All right. Spud Bespoke on Instagram, spudxp.com is the website. Rob Walsh is the founder. Rob, pleasure, and thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.